Alex Rowland is a former NASA historian who now teaches at Duke University. He calls today's flight of Spaceship One an impressive stunt.
It's a great technological achievement, but it's very difficult to envision what social utility it has as a first step towards sort of the democratization of spaceflight and the opening up of a new era.
Now, why are you so skeptical?
Well, try to imagine what you're going to do with this thing. They've spent over $20 million to win a $10 million prize, which suggests that a business model is not their primary motive. How would you commercialize this? It's so expensive that you can no doubt afford to carry up some very wealthy people who want to go on the ultimate roller coaster ride. But beyond that, how do you turn it into something of commercial utility? And I just can't see that. We don't really need more launch vehicles unless it were an entirely different model for doing the things we really want to do in space, and that includes taking up heavy cargo, taking up satellites, and placing them in geosynchronous orbit, which is not 62 miles up, but 22,000 miles up. We have all that capacity, and how a startup company like this could break into that and find a niche for itself is hard to imagine.
Couldn't you make the argument, though, that success in a venture like this, no matter how limited it might be, breeds interest, breeds money, and breeds further results and development?
Well, you could, but look back at the history of this sort of thing. Remember the first human-powered flight? Remember that bicycle machine that flew in the late 1970s, and everybody said that was going to launch a new era? Well, nobody's done anything with that because there isn't anything to do with it. We had Dick Rutan's round-the-world, nonstop, unrefueled flight of a superlight aircraft, and everybody said, well, that's going to open a new era of flight, but nothing happens with that. And this one is in that category. It's quite an amazing technological achievement, but it's very difficult to see how you turn it into something socially or commercially useful.
What are the private space ventures that you would want to see in your imagination, say?
There have been a number of suggestions of how we get out of what I think is the biggest obstacle facing the NASA space program, and that is launch vehicle development. We might be reaching the upper limits of efficiency of chemical-fueled rockets. And if we are, we need a whole new paradigm about how to launch people and cargo into space. And perhaps out of some of these new ideas, we might get some notions that NASA could then develop. But whatever they were, they require so much capital investment that it seems unlikely that these smaller companies will be able to carry them forward. So what they might be able to do is demonstrate a proof of concept. In other words, what this spacecraft is using today is one proof of concept that you have a small sort of taxi cab to go up to the space station, and you lift that taxi cab up to very high altitude before you drop it off and let it ignite its own rocket, and that way it doesn't have to lift itself all the way off from the surface of the Earth. So maybe this concept, which NASA has known about for a long time, will now look more appealing to them, and they'll invest the money to carry it on.
Professor Rowland, thanks very much.
You're most welcome.
Duke University history professor Alex Rowland, a former NASA historian, speaking with us about today's successful mission of a rocket plane that soared above Earth's atmosphere. It was the first privately financed manned space flight. You can find pictures from today's flight at our website, npr.org.